Andy, thank you. It's 22:09. I often feel worn out after 2.5 hours of talking on the radio. I have to go into a darkened room and have a lie down, so I can't imagine how my next guest feels. A professional bobslayer, Sky Sports Living for Sport mentor, sports nutritionist and PE teacher, not to mention a medical miracle after breaking her back in a practice session in Germany 3 years ago. I'm talking, of course, about Sarita Schoen from Weymouth. We last spoke to her, I think, back in February as part of our Dorset Live series, and she joins me again in the studio now. Good to see you.
Morning.
You're looking very well.
Thank you. Yes, enjoying the sunshine.
Always good to see. I mean, all the more so after your accident. We covered it plenty of times on Radio Solent. But is it fair to say you 100% now?
Yeah, pretty much. My back's fine. I'm just picking up other niggling injuries now, which is slightly annoying. But the actual injury itself is all healed up and well, and I don't have any problems with it.
You've done your Achilles.
Yes, I have a bit of, what do they call it? Achilles tendinopathy. So it's slightly different to tendonitis. It's more nerve related, but it's still frustrating, and it's causing a few issues with my loaded sprints and explosive jumps. So I'm having to be careful and sort of nurse it at the moment.
Not quite so explosive.
Yeah.
Is there a sense that on account of what happened with your back, you are being wary of doing damage to it and maybe putting loads onto other parts of your body?
It might be a spin-off from it, where my body's now different and maybe it's not still quite used to the way it functions and the way it's set now. But I think any sport, any athlete, you're always going to pick up injuries as you go along. You need, it's good to be 100% careful, but sometimes you can't be and things happen because you're always trying to push to your limits. So it would be silly for me to say that I don't think I'd ever have an injury ever again. But an Achilles one is annoying because it takes a long time to recover because there's not much blood flow to the area. So, you know, it might be easier to tear your calf and get an Achilles.
You don't get to choose those.
No, exactly.
So in terms of the bobsleighing, you've got qualifiers coming up in the summer. What are the qualifiers for?
The qualifiers are for the British team, right, for the following winter season. Every year they do it to test new people coming in, the current team, see who's in, who they maybe need to remove because they've gone past their peak, like in any sport. But it's quite tight, and their qualification process is very hard, so we're all in the thick of it at the moment, training as much as we can to try and get the really fast times that they are asking for.
And that must be quite competitive then. So is there a sense of are you training as a team, or are you training as people who know that they are going to, you know, somebody might have to make way for somebody else?
At this point it's particularly individual. You only really start to feel as a team when you're put into your team,
right,
and you're
right.
Racing. It's a very weird sport. It's a team sport, but obviously being two people, and as you say, everyone's competing for that same spot. At times, people are very selfish and very individual because you just have to be. And then once you know you're safe, then you can start building your team bond with whichever partner you're put with.
So there'll be somebody listening to this thinking, she's got Achilles tendinopathy. This is my chance.
Maybe.
What do you think of your chances? Is there somebody that you've got your eye on? Are you concerned about anything?
At the moment, I don't look at it like that. I just want to make it through the stages and run the times that they ask for. After we've all done that, they'll then start to be selective and potentially bring other factors in. But I would just want to run the times and do the jumps and get the distances they ask from me, so I know I did all I could.
Yeah.
And then the subjectivity can take place as and when they need it to.
That's the right attitude. We like to hear that here. None of this kind of nastiness. Then the qualification process, it's Bath and London. So is there any element of it that's in a bobsleigh, or is it all sort of on foot?
It's on foot, but there is one element which is with a land bobsleigh, so they call it. It's a glorified shopping trolley in the way to explain it without actually seeing one. A bit more substantial than that, and probably definitely costs a lot more money. But it's the closest they can get to being on ice, but something with wheels that you can push on an athletics track to get a similar but obviously adapted time to the conditions.
It's a strange thing, I guess, after London 2012 and the success of that, so much of the media focus is on Olympics, but obviously you've got summer qualification for winter season, and I'm going to ask you about what you think about, is it 2018 Pyongyang?
Yes, Pyongyang.
But that must feel like it's a long way away on your horizon.
Yeah, I mean, it's, what is it now, 3.5 years away, which is a lot of time. However, so much has to happen within that time. If you don't meet your markers along the way, your chances of going become less and less.
Right.
So although it's a long way, it's actually not in comparison to everything that needs to be done. So people were talking about Pyeongchang before Sochi, sort of long-term development. As soon as Sochi finished, it moved straight onto Pyeongchang. There's no real rest, so to speak, from the actual thought of it. Although, obviously, the athletes and the coaches do have a couple of months away to recover from all the stress of Sochi, and then they sort of crack the whip again. But it's always in your mind, and it's always something that you have to plan your short-term goals around.
I think that you could probably knock Cool Runnings off the most famous bobsleigh film chart. If you make it there, you medal, imagine the film of your story, the Sarita Schoen story.
That would be great,
story.
Yeah. I love to do a bit of acting occasionally, as my family would probably say. So, no, that would be great. I mean, you know, there's a magical silver lining to anybody's story. But if somebody does eventually want to write a book or make a film on my life, if I do make it far enough, I wouldn't say no. It'd be probably a quite entertaining watch.
And it's not bobsleigh sort of 24/7. I guess it kind of can't be, just because of financial constraints. And you're off to a school today doing this Living for Sport mentoring stuff. Yep. What's that all about?
Well, I'm off today to Allenmore Middle School in Wimborne. And I go into schools mainly around the Dorset area, but sometimes through Hampshire, Devon and Cornwall. And we work on a scheme which inspires and motivates children through the vehicle of sport to want more from their life and encourage them how to make good choices and the right changes. And we do lots of different activities. We talk about six keys to success, which is an initiative that Sky have come up with the six ways that you can be successful in life, the things you need to be good at and to improve on. And then we tie that into practical link to the sports that we do. So for me, it's obviously a bit more difficult because I can't take a bobsleigh on my back. Yeah. But we do sprint drills, we do reaction stuff, we do some team building communication activities. So it sort of ties in PE with being successful and giving them an opportunity to come out of the classroom and do something different that they shall hopefully remember for a long time.
And they get it, they sort of understand what you do, even though you can't necessarily
show them videos, talk about Cool Runnings quite a lot, although now the clientele is getting younger and I'm getting older, so a lot of them haven't seen it.
I don't want to live in a world where people haven't seen Cool Runnings.
It has to be the end of term movie at Christmas every year, surely.
Alright, well look, it's really lovely to see you, and keep us updated on how everything goes along. Oh yes, go on.
I just wanted to say one thing to thank the people that have been helping me along the way. So Future Physiques Gym in Weymouth, Waverley Road opposite Liddell's, they've been fantastic with helping me with gym membership and giving me an amazing strength and conditioning facility that they've just built to train in, which is great. And also the Sir Samuel Michael Trust and the Dorchester Roundtable, who have given me some sponsorship money to go and buy equipment and help me with my medical needs, which at the moment are pretty needy. So without them, I would be struggling to make it to the trial. So thank you everyone for your help. I do appreciate it, and I don't often get the opportunity to say it, so I'm saying it now so you know that I care.
If you want to take me out training with you one of these days and show me how you actually do 60 metres quickly, I'd
of course
love to
we'll
come.
Set it up.
Sarita Schoen, Weymouth bobsleigh. We'll have Mike Phelan, this is from the sublime to the ridiculous, Mike Phelan from the Weymouth Wessex Morris Dancers in our Dorset Lives bit tomorrow, apparently showing me a few moves on air.